Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Emmett Richard Hansen, the infant son of Caleb and Natalie Hansen, died March 27th. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until noon. A private family service will follow. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Emmett Hansen is survived by parents, Caleb and Natalie Hansen, grandparents, Dan and Jackie Hansen and Susan Gondek and Mark Noble, great-grandparents, Richard and Sally Armstrong and Richard and Lois Milanchek, aunts and nieces. Emmett Richard Hansen, the infant son of Caleb and Natalie Hansen. Augustus M. Gus Mitchell, 33 of Blanchardville, died unexpectedly January 7th due to injuries sustained in an accident. A celebration of life will be held Saturday beginning at noon at the farm of Scott and Tammy Moneypenny in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be given to the family for an education fund for his son Augie. The Gorgon Funeral Home in Mineral Point is assisting the family. Gus Mitchell is survived by his son Augie, his mother, Julie and Mark McGuire, his father, Mark and Marcia Mitchell, two sisters, Gretchen Brandt and Sarah Mitchell, good friend and mother of his son, Kayla Foley, and many aunts and uncles. Augustus M., Gus Mitchell, 33 of Blanchardville. Jennifer Miller Correa, 52 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly November 26th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from noon to 4 at the Red Zone in Highland. Jennifer Correa is survived by her husband Manny, two children, Brady and Sierra, her parents Larry and Ann Miller, and three brothers, Dan and Jody Miller, Greg and Laura Miller, and Scott Miller. Jennifer Miller Correa, 52 of Spring Green. Stephen Tony Steve Martinick, 70 of Spring Hill, Tennessee, died unexpectedly March 21st. A Celebration of Life open house will be held Sunday from 2 to 6 at the home of Steve and Betsy Martinick in Spring Hill, Tennessee. A Celebration of Life will also be held Saturday, April 12th from 2:30 to 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, consider making a donation to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Steve Martinick is survived by his wife Betsy, two sons, Zach and Megan Martinick, and Jake and Laura Martinick, all of Camarillo, California. Five grandchildren, a brother, Gus and Stacy of Richland Center, a sister, Karen Gulsrud of Wallace, North Carolina, numerous nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and other family members and friends. Stephen Tony, Steve Martinick, 70 of Spring Hill, Tennessee. LVM Weiss, 96 of Plain, died March 27th. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. Memorials given will be distributed to LV's favorite charities. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. LV Weiss is survived by six children, Linda Goley, Pat and Steve Bodish, LaVon and Andy Anderson, Bill and Connie Weiss, Dorothy Hill, and Terry and Sheila Weiss. Daughter-in-law, Rhonda Weiss, 15 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, a brother, John, Jack, and Shirley Ring, and sisters, Charlotte Dischler and Audrey and Walter Gerber. LVM Weiss, 96 of Plain. Rudy Ramirez, 86 of Gays Mills, died Sunday at home. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11 at Community of Christ Church, Soldiers Grove. Burial will take place at a later date at the Mook Cemetery, Rolling Ground. Friends may call at church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Rudy Ramirez is survived by seven children, Edwin and Lilliam Cullen, Magdalena and Herminio Ramirez, all of Puerto Rico, Tammy and Angel Morga of Gays Mills, Tracy Betts of La Crosse, Stephen and Vicky Ramirez of Lone Rock, Brenda and Rutilo Morga, and Wendy and Kurt Burholder, all of Gays Mills. Daughter-in-law, Carmen Colon of Connecticut, 25 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and special friend, Mike Pettit. Rudy Ramirez, 86, of Gays Mills. Pearl Marie Lenz, 79, of rural Cazenovia, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th at 1 o'clock at the home of Pearl in rural Cazenovia. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Pearl Lenz is survived by her son, Chuck Lenz of Oklahoma, siblings Sandra Sylvester of Cazenovia, Charles and Teresa Ingebrigtsen of Manito, Illinois, Donna and John Knockreiner of Reedsburg, Cheryl and Rob Richards of Ithaca, and Daniel and Nancy Ingebrigtsen of Reedsburg, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Pearl Marie Lenz, 79, of rural Cazenovia. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jada and Ryan Granger had a son, Sawyer Lee.